咁我哋睇到咧，神对于呢啲人佢哋聚集喺一齐要建造城、建造塔呢一个嘅想法，神系唔中意，系唔认同嘅。于是乎咧，神咧就系咧要佢哋言语系变乱咗，咁咧以致咧佢哋系分散去全球。
He wanted to limit their capacity to do evil, but what evil did he want to limit to punish？
咁我哋睇到神咧喺度要限制人去行恶。咁究竟神係要限制人行啲咩惡，同埋要處罰佢哋啲咩嘢呢？
Was it building a tower or a city? Well, no. Again, the building of the city and the tower were the symptoms of the greater problem.
咁係唔係話佢哋因為要建造一座城、建造一座塔，個問題就喺呢度呢？我哋知道唔係，我哋知道呢，佢哋係要又係呢以自我為中心，自己呢去行佢自己所要做嘅事，唔去倚靠神。
The problem was independence from God.
那個最大的問題就是他們要獨立於神，他們是要以自我為他自己那個的中心。
And the disobedience of gathering together in the city was the symptom of lack of trust in the good intentions for them, in God's good intentions for them to fill the earth.
那我們在這裡就看到人他們聚集在一起，他們是不去信靠神，為什麼呢？因為他們覺得神在他们身上所安排的一切，他们觉得不是好的，他们以为他自己所做的才是好，他们不觉得神要他们分布在全球是一件好的事。
They did not trust God to provide security for them, so they sought it independent of him.
他们觉得神是给他们给不到他们有这个保护，于是乎他们要去自己去寻求这个保护。
And their independence from God produced the building of a tower.In an effort to make themselves God, to usurp Him, to be like Him.
咁因為人要獨立自主，於是乎嗰個結果咧，就係佢哋要去做一個嘅塔，去做一個嘅城。咁咧，以致咧，佢哋能夠唔需要倚靠神，佢哋倚靠佢自己。
You see, a common thread runs through these two episodes in Genesis.
咁我哋喺呢個創世記呢兩件嘅事裏邊睇到有一個嘅共同點。
And that common thread lies at the heart of sin.
这个的共同点就是呢，那个中心就在那个罪恶里面。
Because lying at the heart of sin is independence from God.
那在那个罪恶的中心里面就是说呢，人要独立自主，他们要自我作主。
Sin thinks it knows better than God, so it acts without God.
因为人相信我们是比神知道更多，那于是乎人要自己成为神。
Sin seeks its own good without God, even though God is the only one who truly knows good.
咁虽然我哋知道神系唯一美善嘅一位嘅神，但系人咧系要去寻找，用自己嘅方法去寻找呢个美善。
Sin takes matters into its own hands because it can't wait for God to provide.
罪恶亦都系使到人咧系以自己嘅方法去处理任何嘅问题，因为我哋唔能够有耐性去等待神所提供的。
Sin puts the self as God instead of setting God in his rightful place.
因为罪恶，我们就将我的自我放在这个中心，我们并没有将神放在一个适当和是对的位置。
Sin fails to trust God because it instead trusts itself.
因为罪恶，我们是不去信靠神，因为我们是信靠自己。
And in these two episodes, in Eden and in Babel, we see this independence from God at work.
咁所以咧，我哋喺呢两个嘅事件，伊甸园、亚当夏娃同埋咧巴别塔呢两件嘅事里边，我哋睇到人咧，佢系以嗰个自我为中心，佢哋唔需要再去倚靠神。
But there's more than one way to respond to God, and today's passage shows us a better way.
咁我哋知道，我哋向神作出嘅回应，其实唔系只系一个嘅方法。今天我们就看到有另外一个方法。
So let's meet Abraham.
所以我们一起去看看亚伯拉罕。
And we'll meet him in Genesis chapter 12, so it'd be great to have your Bibles open there.
那我们会是从这个创世纪第十二章那里去看亚伯拉罕的，那请大家都打开你的圣经。
And we actually meet him as Abraham in verse 26 of chapter 11.
咁我哋咧，如果睇聖經嘅時候，我哋知道咧喺第十一章二十六節嗰度咧，所講亞伯蘭就唔係亞伯拉罕。
We don't find out much about him, just a little about his family.
咁我哋咧并唔系好详细了解亚伯拉罕，即系亚伯兰，佢究竟系一个点样嘅人。
And that he was from a place called Ur, that he was married to Sarai, and that they couldn't have children.
咁我哋只系知道咧，佢系嚟自一个地方叫做吾尔，咁亦都知道咧，佢系同呢个撒拉结咗婚，而且咧亦都知道咧，佢哋咧系不育，系冇孩子嘅。
But to this unknown person, God speaks in chapter 12, verse 1.
但系喺呢个咁样寂寂无名嘅人，我哋喺呢度睇到咧，神喺第十二章咧系向佢说话。
The Lord said to Abram, Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you.
圣经呢度咁话嘅，佢话耶和华对亚伯兰讲，佢话你要离开你嘅本地、本族同埋你嘅父家，往我所要指示你嘅地方去。
A command to go to a new land.
呢个系神俾佢嘅命令，就话你去一个新嘅地方。
A demanding command, not just to go, but to leave the things that he held dear behind.
咁其实我哋可以睇到咧，呢个系一个有好大要求嘅一个嘅命令嚟嘅，因为咧佢系要将佢所爱、所挚爱嘅嘢摆喺后边，唔带去嘅。
His country, his people, and his father's house.
佢系要离开佢嘅国家，离开佢嘅本族，佢嘅父嘅家。
There's no indication either that he had itchy feet, that he was looking to go somewhere, that he wanted adventure.
咁喺呢度咧，我哋睇唔到有任何嘅嘢，觉得亚伯兰咧，佢系要需要觉得咧，佢自己要出去冒险一下，佢并冇呢一个咁嘅心。
And so this command from God comes out of the blue。
咁所以咧，呢个由神而嚟嘅一个命令，完全对佢嚟讲，可以话咧系摸不着头脑嘅。
And we have to wonder what we'll do because we've already seen Eden. What he'll do because we've already seen Eden and Babel.And seen the way independence from God ends up in disobedience to God.
咁喺呢度我哋就会有一啲嘅疑问啦。究竟亚伯兰佢要点做咧？因为我哋喺上边几个星期所睇到嘅就系亚当、夏娃同埋巴别塔嗰啲人，佢哋嘅反应，佢哋系唔服从神嘅命令，佢哋咧系要独立自主，以自我为一个嘅中心。
And this command is followed by a series of promises in verse 2.
咁我哋其实睇下神俾亚伯兰嘅嗰个嘅命令咧，里边咧系包含咗有好大嘅一啲嘅嗰个嘅应许喺度。
I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.
咁咧呢度话，佢话我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福俾你，叫你嘅名为大。
I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse.
他说为你祝福的我必是赐福给他们，那些咒诅你们的必咒诅他。
And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
地上的万族都要因为你得到福。
Did you notice the size of these promises?
那我们就有没有留意到神给亚伯兰那个的应许是几么大？
I will make you into a great nation, though we already know that his wife can't have any children.
那这里神呢就说，他说我要必使你成为大国，但是我们另一方面知道亚伯兰和他的妻子并不会有孩子的，不会有小孩的。
I will make your name great, though from our perspective, he's a relative nobody.
那这里也说到他说叫你的名为大，但实际上我们从正话的经文知道他是一个寂寂无名的人。
And all the people of the earth will be blessed through you. All the people of the whole earth. This is big.
咁而呢度咧，亦都讲佢话地上嘅万族都要因为你而得福。地上嘅万族，我哋会唔会感觉到好惊讶咧？因为究竟呢度所谓万族系啲咩嘢咧
？They're not promises like the promises I make to my kids. If you brush your teeth quickly, you can watch a little bit more of the movie before it's bedtime.
咁呢度神俾亚伯兰嗰个应许，并唔系话好似我哋同我哋嘅子女讲话啊，如果你刷牙咧，你临瞓之前我俾你睇多阵间电视啦，唔系咁嘅应许。
These promises are huge.
呢啲咧系一啲好大好大嘅一啲嘅应许嚟嘅。
And so, what does Abram do with these words from God, the command and the promise?
咁究竟亚伯兰佢点做咧？对于神俾佢呢个咁嘅命令，呢个咁样嘅一啲嘅应许。
The command to go can't have seemed like that good an idea to him, leaving all that he has behind and moving to a foreign country.
咁喺當時嚟睇咧，神對亞伯蘭嗰個嘅一個嘅命令咧，喺當時咧並唔容易做得到嘅，因為佢要離開佢嘅本國、佢嘅本族、佢嘅家、佢至愛嘅嘢。
And God doesn't even tell him what country it is. He's just told to go.
而神並冇講清楚俾佢聽，佢話你要去到邊度，淨係話俾佢聽你去。
Well, verse 4 tells us what he did.
在第四節呢, 我們就看到亞伯蘭,
so Abram left as the Lord had told him.
亞伯蘭呢,
in very few words, we are told that he went just as God intended.
在幾個字裡面,
just as at Eden and Babel, independence from God had produced disobedience to God's good words, so here, Abram's dependence on God produced obedience to his commands.
在這裏我們看到有兩個的對比，一個就是亞當夏娃和巴別塔，因為人不服從神，不聽神的命令，他們要獨立於神，要自己作主張，於是乎他們是違背了神。而另一方面，亞伯拉罕因為他相信，他信靠神，所以他是跟隨著神所說的去做。
Just as at Eden and Babylon, failure to trust that what God saw as good was good for them meant that they acted against God, so here, Abram's trust in God's goodness meant that he acted in cooperation with the Lord of the universe.
就正如我們看到亞當夏娃和在巴別塔的事裏面，人因為不服從神，他們是違背神的命令，他們不信靠神。但是在這裏我們看到亞伯拉罕，他不是，他是信靠神，他是照著神所吩咐的去行。
This is the way that things were meant to be.
實際上事情應該是這樣的。
And we don't know exactly what was going through Abram's head.
我們不知道亞伯蘭當時他想些什麼。
He was a 75-year-old man who probably wasn't looking to move, but Hebrews 11 tells us that he obeyed and went even though he did not know where he was going.
我們不知道亞伯蘭當時想什麼，因為他年紀已經不小了，75歲，他要離開這個本族，其實 我相信在這個年紀，他並不會希望要去的。而且呢，亦都看得到呢，在這裡呢，他並沒有任何的違抗，因為在這個希伯來書那裡說呢，就說，雖然他並不知道自己去哪裡，他呢，就是遵照神的吩咐，他就去了。
He didn't know the entirety of God's plan, but he trusted that God's plan for him was worth following.
因為他其實他不知道神整個的計劃是怎樣，但是呢，他是信靠神，他知道神 是給他的身上的計劃是好的，所以他就照著去行。
And Abram's trust develops further as he travels on.
當亞伯蘭呢，他繼續去離開他的本族本國的時候呢，我們就看到他對神的信靠呢，是越來越大的。
He arrives in a place called Canaan in verse 5, and in verse 6 it tells us this.
他呢，在第五節那裡告訴我，他去到一個地方叫做迦南。
At that time, the Canaanites were in the land.
而在第六節那裡亦都告訴我們，在那個時候迦南人是住在那裡的。
Abram must have been thinking, this can't be the land God is sending me to, because people are already there.
在這個時候我們可能會這樣想，亞伯蘭他會說，咦，這個是不是神要我來的地方呢？因為這裡已經有人居住了。But
in verse 7, God says to him,
但是在第七節，神是這樣跟他說，
to your offspring, I will give this land.
他說，我要將這個地賜給你的後裔。
And what does Abram do? He builds an altar and worships God.
亞伯蘭他的回應是怎樣呢？他做些什麼呢？ 在這個時候他就築起一個壇向神來到敬拜。
In the first act of worship to God, we see in that land, he shows his dependent trust in God.
我們在這裏看到他第一個的回應就是，他築一座壇 去敬拜神，这个呢，可以说呢，是他最好的向神的信靠一个的回应来的。And
then verse 8 tells us also that he pitched his tent in the land, another act of dependent trust in God.
而第八节呢，我们亦都睇到佢喺嗰度呢，就建筑起一啲嘅帐篷。咁我哋知道咁样做法就系话佢要喺呢度定居落嚟啦，可以话睇到佢系向神嗰个嘅好大嘅一个嘅信靠，知道神要求佢做啲咩嘢。
And when we see these two types of episodes next to each other, Eden and Babel, next to Abraham's story, we see two kinds of approaches to God.
所以当我们看到这两件的事件，一个就是伊甸园和巴别塔以及亚伯兰这两个的事，我们就看到呢，我们应该是有两个不同的，其实是有两个不同的回应的方法。
the kind of response that suspects that God's good intentions aren't really good and so seeks its own good, independent from God.
咁有一個嘅回應就話，我哋去懷疑神，因為我哋咧唔信靠神咧，為我哋所安排嘅係美好嘅，於是乎咧，我哋就要自己去行我哋認為好嘅事。
And the kind of response that we see in Abram, that isn't sure what God's plan entails, but trusts that God is good, and so trusts his commands and promises are good for him.
咁另外一個回應，我哋就係從呢個亞伯蘭嘅身上睇得到，就話雖然佢唔知道神喺佢身上整體嘅計劃係點樣，但係佢知道神為佢安排嘅係好嘅，於是乎佢就照住神嘅要求去做。
We are to trust like Abram.
我哋實際上係要好似亞伯拉罕咁樣，我哋係要去信靠神。
We are to believe God's promises.
我哋係要信靠神俾我哋嗰個嘅應許。
We are to believe that He is good and that what He intends for us is good as well.
我哋係要相信呢個神係一位美善嘅神，我哋亦都要相信佢為我哋所預備、所安排嘅一切都係美好嘅。
Trusting God is the right response to God.
信靠神就係我哋應該有嘅最好嘅回應。
But that's not always easy.
但係我都知道咧，並唔容易㗎，好多時候係唔容易。
Abraham had some very specific promises to trust in.
我哋喺呢度睇到亞伯蘭有一啲好神俾佢好明確嘅一啲嘅應許。
The promise for land, the promise to be a great nation, the promise of a child that we find out later in Genesis 15.
咁咧，我哋睇到神咧，俾佢有好多嘅應許，譬如俾佢有一個嘅土地啦，俾佢咧有呢一個嘅後裔啦。咁最後尾咧，我哋亦都睇到咧喺呢個創世記第十五章嗰度講到咧，俾佢有個兒子。
We have some very specific promises.
咁咧，我哋咧亦都有一啲好明確嘅一啲嘅應許。
And most important is the very specific promise of good in the end, eternal life.
就係話，我哋神俾我哋好明確嘅應許，喺最終我哋得到最好嘅嘢，就係我哋個永生。
Eternal life in connection to our Creator for all those who trust in Jesus to deliver it.
原來神俾我哋嘅應許就話，只要我哋係信靠呢個創造天地萬物嘅神，藉住主耶穌基督，我哋就能夠得到呢個永生。
That promise spurs us on, assures us that no matter what happens now, all will be well.
咁由於呢一個嘅應許，就激勵咗我哋，無論我哋今日遇到咩嘅事情，我哋遇到嘅唔好嘅事又好，或者好嘅事都好咧，我哋咧都係能夠跟隨住神。
It provides hope in the end.
因為呢度俾咗我哋有一個盼望。
It's a specific promise, and that promise inspires us to live for God now.
呢個係一個好明確嘅一個應許，藉住呢個應許，於是乎我哋今日就可以為神而活。But
we do live in the here and now, and we don't always have specific promises from God for the situations that we face now.
但係我哋睇一睇我哋今日而家呢個嘅境況，我哋睇起嚟好似咧並唔明確、唔清楚神究竟俾咗我哋有啲咩咁好嘅應許。
Not only that, but there are times in our lives and also in society when the good that God intends is not clear to us.
咁唔單止喺我哋嘅生活裏面，甚至從一個社會嘅層面嚟去睇，我哋就睇唔到神俾我哋嘅應許係點樣嘅，我哋唔清楚。
In the pain of grief or in the exhausting sadness of infertility?
譬如話，好簡單嘅，譬如我哋會遇到有悲傷。 亦都咧有人咧，佢哋譬如話因為咧得唔到呢一個嘅子女啊，唔能夠生育，佢哋感覺到咧係亦都好哀傷。
In the stress of financial woes or the worry of raising children?
咁咧，譬如另外就係話我哋因為財政上邊嘅問題，令到我哋咧有好大嘅壓力，甚至有啲人咧就為咗咧要點樣去撫養子女成人咧，而感覺到咧有好大嘅一啲嘅壓力。
In the cut and thrust of busyness and business, and as we watch yet another tragedy unfold in the news.
同埋仲有咧，我哋喺呢個咁忙碌嘅生活裏邊，喺我哋所要面對嘅各種要處理嘅事裏邊，甚至我哋每日喺呢個嘅新聞裏邊，我哋都睇到有好多嘅悲慘嘅事發生。
All these kinds of situations can make us wonder about God's goodness.
所有呢啲嘅一切都俾我哋咧有所懷疑，就係話神究竟點樣好法咧？
All these situations can make it seem like he's not good.
所有这些东西都给我们看到，我们会怀疑，就说这个神是不是真是一个好的神呢？
Or at least they can make us unsure of how he is good.
这些给我们看到，就是我们看不到神究竟是怎样好。
Because God does not promise to bring back those that we grieve for, and he doesn't promise us a child.
因为神并没有应许我们是没有这个哀伤痛苦，并没有应许过给我们一定是有子女。
He doesn't promise to give us an abundance of money, though he does promise to look after us.
虽然神是应许他会是看顾我们，但他并没有应许给我们有很多的财富。
So how do we rightly respond to God in the times where we don't have a specific promise, or where his goodness is not clear to us?
所以我们究竟要怎样去回应神呢？ 就这样表面看来，我们看不到神，好像我们身上有什么好， 让我们看得到这个神在我们身上的作为是完全是好的。
I think that the answer is that we trust in his character, who he is.
我觉得我们去相信神，应该是由从神的特性来开始去相信他。 就是这个什么的特性呢？ 就是我们要看到究竟这位是怎样的一位的神。
There is a wonderful word in Hebrew, which is the language of the Old Testament.
在希伯来文，在旧约的这个写旧约的经文的文字里面，有一个非常好的字。
The word is Hesed.
这个字就是希伯来文叫做Hesed。
It's translated in a lot of different ways.
它的翻译是有很多几种不同的翻译。
Loving kindness.
譬如说一个仁慈的、慈爱的。
Faithful love.
是满有这个信实、有爱的。
Loving faithfulness.
那是有这个恩慈、信实、大爱的。
You see, Hesed is a word that covers all of the bases. It's in terms of God's relationship towards his people.
那我们由这个字就看得到，就是人和神之间的关系，那个基础就建立在神对我们那个，怎样去看待我们。
And it encapsulates God's goodness and kindness and faithfulness and love.
这里就是包含了神的仁慈、他的恩慈、他的信实、他的大爱。
So it's a great word that brings in all of those different concepts to describe the way that God is in relationship to his people.
所以在这里我们就藉着这个字，我们就看到这个是神有这个对我们每一个人有这种这样的 做法的一位的神，是满有慈爱、恩慈和信实。
And when we know that God displays Hesed towards us, that it's part of his character, then we also know that we can trust him to be good, to be kind, to be faithful to us, and to love us.
我们就藉着神这些其中的特性，就是知道祂是有恩慈、有慈爱、有信实、有大爱的。因此我们就知道祂是一个怎样的神，我们就可以相信、信靠祂是怎样在我们身上做一个美善的安排。
We can know for sure that the good that he intends for us is indeed good.
因此我们就藉着这些，就知道神在我们身上的计划应该是好的。
So in the hardships of life and in the confusion of living in a society that doesn't always think the same as God, in the times where God's goodness is not clear to us, we can trust God's character, his Hesed.
所以今天我们虽然遇到有很多的苦难，甚至我们生活在一个社会里面，而这些社会对我们和神之间的关系和对神的 做法是不认同的，我们会遇到有很多的问题，但是藉着神这些的特性，他满有大爱、有恩慈、有慈爱和有信实的，我们就知道这位是一位好的神。
We can approach those times where we struggle to see the good in his intentions, asking the right question.
所以我们藉着神这些的特性，我们就会看得到我们应该的方向在哪里，朝着一个好的方向。
Not whether God is good, but how God is good.
我们并不是要去问，就是说究竟神好不好，而是我们就去看一下究竟这个神是怎样好法。
It's okay to struggle to trust God.
所以如果我们去对神有所相信神的时候，我们有所挣扎，这个是没问题的。
But our anchor point needs to be that God is good.
但是我们那个应该明确的方向就要清楚的知道这位是一位美善的神。
That he is good gives us permission to search for that good when it's not clear to us.
就是因为我们知道他是一位美善的神，我们就能够虽然在这个现在这一刻我们看不清楚究竟他是怎样好法，就给了我们有一个动力，我们去追求去认识这个神究竟是怎样好法。
God is good.
神是好的。
He is.
他是美善的。
So let's trust him.
所以我们是要信靠他。
Just as Abram did.
就好像亚伯兰当日怎样去信靠神一样。
Just as another did.
就好像另外一个的做法一样。
In a garden, when facing death, on a cross for the sake of humanity.
在一个的园里面面对死亡和要上到十字架被钉死。
The good that God intended cannot have been easy to come to terms with.
我们都看到神给我们那个的 好处祂那个的爱其实是很难令我们能够相信的。
Yet Jesus trusted in God's hesed.
但是主耶稣基督他知道他相信这个神是满有慈爱满有恩慈有大爱的有信实的。
Jesus trusted in his faithfulness, his love, his goodness, his kindness.
耶稣基督是相信这个神是满有这些一切正话所讲的。
Jesus trusted in God's hesed while at the same time displaying God's hesed.
那耶稣基督他是相信神满有这些这样的慈爱恩慈信实和爱的，而呢耶稣基督就是藉着这个是表现了出来。
How can we trust God?
那究竟我们可以怎样去信靠神呢？
Because we know that his kind, good, faithful love endures forever.
因为我们知道神他的慈爱他的信实和他的恩慈是永远不变的。
Let me pray.
我们一起来祈祷。
Father, you are good.
神啊，我们知道你是一位美善的神。
We know that you are good.
我们也都很清楚的知道你是好的。
We pray you would help us to trust in your goodness.
我们都是祈求我们能够相信神你对我们的好。
Especially when that goodness is not clear to us.
无论我们遇到任何境况，虽然我们是不清楚。
We thank you that Jesus displayed your goodness.
我们知道，我们亦都是感谢神，你藉着耶稣基督彰显了神你那个的信实。
When he trusted in your goodness.
当耶稣基督完全的去接受相信神你的美善。
When he died for us on the cross.
亦都我们看到耶稣基督为我们是死在十字架上。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
靠耶稣基督的名义求，Amen.